Good day. Good day, good day, good day. This is Coach Jessie. It's been such a long time, folks, but I am back. Indeed, this is 2020. I'm in quarantine, just like a lot of us in this nation, in this world. It is April the 1st, no fooling, 2020. Yes, indeed, April the 1st. There's nothing to joke about. In all seriousness, we're in challenging times, and we just want to get through this. But I'm here to shed some light on your April 1st spring day. I'm in the Northeast, and it is spring here. And I just love the spring weather. We've had some warm days in March and some not so warm days in March, but here we are. Anyway, that's a kind of an intro prior to the intro. This is Pure and Holy Living with Coach Jessie. I'm just going to share with you how to live the unadulterated altogether life, because now more than ever, people are very conscious of their health and well-being. Money can't buy it all. It really can't. It's not everything. Sometimes, well, for some, it's gotten some people indeed privilege, but when it comes to your health, it really doesn't matter. It cannot buy your health. There are certain measures and certain things that we can do to our bodies in which to keep it optimal at its ultimate best. And so we don't have to wait for times like these to come, and then we're all frantic and worried, and anxiety kicks in, and we're all very nervous. So we're just trying to figure out what to do, but by that time, it's kind of like too late. And so you don't want to be in a position where your body has been compromised, because we know that this, and I'll just say it, COVID-19, coronavirus disease, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, whatever your preference, it's very prevalent in this time and season. I don't have a cure. I don't think anyone has a cure, but indeed we can implement certain things so that we can live our optimal best. It's so important to take care of this temple your body gave you, in which he should be living. And if, you know, it's funny, but some people take care of their cars better than they take care of their bodies. It's just the truth. And you're listening, you might be one of them, but I'm not going to judge you. All I'm saying is, if there were ever a time to take care of your body, the time is now. If you have a compromised immune system, you have to be very careful. We obviously know what we should be doing in this season. It's been around, maybe, I think it's what we've heard about it. It started in China, and then it spread to other nations, and here in the U.S., it is at its peak. Like I said, I'm in the New York metropolitan area and New York City. The city that never sleeps is taking a long nap. And so we just need to be very mindful of where we go and what we do and how we react and how we act. And so I'm just going to shed some light on that. But in the future broadcasts, we'll be talking about specific topics geared towards the month. And so this is the month of April. April is National Stress Awareness Month. And some people I know are very stressed. And it's also National Cancer Control Month. We can actually think about all the things that are going on in our lives that we just have to be very mindful of. But, you know, it's also National Garden Month, so if you haven't planted a seed, please plant one today, tomorrow, sometime this month. It's probably a good idea to grow your own food if you haven't done that. And in the future, I'll be sharing some ways that you can do that, even if you live in an apartment building and you say, you know what, I don't have the space. There's always a way to do what you need to do when you need to do it, if you need to do it. And so if you want to plant a seed and you don't have much space, I got you. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that in the future, though. But today's broadcast is just to familiarize myself with you guys, and so you guys can understand or learn a little bit more about me. I've been in this health journey for a decade now. Wow. It has been a decade. I started in April of 2010. It started actually prior to that, but that's where I started my nutrition school and graduated a year later, 9 years ago, in April of 2011. So I've been studying and being very mindful of what I put into my body for a decade or more. Actually, like I said before, the journey started before that. I was somewhat self-taught, but then I wanted to go to school and kind of study what all the professionals and experts had to say about the subject and what's so important about health, what's so important about it. I believe in prevention. I believe in preventative measures, alternative medicine. I don't believe in treating everything. If you put a Band-Aid on a sore that you didn't treat or that, and you just walk away from, just leave it alone, and you don't tend to it, it may heal. It depends on how the wound is, how big the wound is. But if it's a big, pretty big wound, you gotta treat it. And you have to spend a lot of attention, give a lot of attention to that wound. So my take on it is, why wait until you have a big sore or a big boo-boo or a big bruise to treat it rather than preventing yourself from getting one in the first place? That's my take on it. Prevention is better than having to cure. Erasmus Ditmus said that. But Hippocrates said, no one diet is perfect for anyone. Actually, my school and what I believe is Hippocrates actually said food is medicine. Let food be your medicine. And you've probably heard that saying before, but my take on it, as I learned in nutrition school, is no one diet is perfect for anyone. And so what may be good for me may not be good for you. And so that's what we're going to have to discuss, and that's what we're going to learn a little bit on these broadcasts. I just wanted to bring to your attention that I am here. I'm going to be here weekly. The time may vary, but most likely it's going to be in the early afternoon every Wednesday, which I like to call Wellness Wednesday. And so just stay tuned. I will be sending out information. If you do not hear from me, if you're not on my email list, I'd love to put you on my email list. You can just send me out an email. It's jessie@pureandwholeliving.com, and I'll put you on my email list. Also, I'll be sending out these notices on social media, some of them more than others I use, but indeed I'll be spreading all this information via social media. So the most prominent ones, and if you are connected with me or to me on any of these social media sites, then you will be seeing those posts shortly and on a weekly basis. So in a concurrent basis. So I just want to leave you with a little bit of advice on, what you can do in this time and this season. And then I'm just going to tune out until next week. And so we can just, share things health-wise and all that we have to do and all that we have to put into our bodies to treat it better. And so I just want to let you know the first thing, if you haven't heard already, wash your hands. I might be a little bit detailed right now, DMI is sharing, but I remember a time that I used the bathroom, the public restroom, and a woman just walked out, looked in the mirror, and kept on going. I'm like, anyway, I don't know if you can concur, those of you who are listening, I don't know if you can concur. But I do think that that's a straight up not right. We just need to think about what we're doing and where we put our hands. And so nowadays it's like, don't shake hands. You just kind of knock elbows or knees or whatever you want to do, hip to hip, but, just don't get too close. I heard somebody say, we're a donut, one of those big ones that are like 6 feet all the way around. the circumference is 6 feet anywhere you go. Just put on a big old donut. And just so that we know that, it's social distancing is something that they're CDC and the World Health Organization, WHO, is advocating, just do your due diligence and wash your hands. If you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. There are other countries that say, and America has it all wrong. We're not wearing masks. They're saying if you are well, if you are healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. But honestly, if someone, like they said before, if your immune system is compromised, yes, you're more susceptible to catch the virus or any type of sickness for that matter. It's not just the virus that's going on right now. But if your immune system is not, they're saying that young people and healthy people are also contracting it. So if someone coughs or sneezes on you and you breathe that in, the droplets stay in the air, I believe, for about 3 hours. You can catch it. You may react to it differently. I know some people are losing their sense of smell, which in turn they lose their sense of taste. But there are just certain things that you can do. I want to tell you, in addition to washing your hands, drink lots of water, pure spring water, filtered water, not tap. And I kind of somewhat want to shy away from bottled water because sometimes it's been those bottles, I mean, especially if they're sitting somewhere in the hot sun, all of those chemicals from the plastic will leach into the water. So be very careful with your bottled water. Also, in addition to washing your hands and, you know, drinking lots of water, you know, make sure that your immune system is built up by consuming lots of vitamin C-rich foods. And so you've got your elderberry, which I can actually let you know if you can't find that, because you just can't go to a store and, you know, go buy some elderberry like you could buy grapes or strawberries. It's a little different. But there is something that you can take to build up your vitamin C that contains elderberry. Also, broccoli, just foods that are rich in vitamin C. You're probably saying, broccoli, get out of here. Okay, so take a vitamin C supplement. Indeed, take a vitamin C supplement. So these are just things that you can do, you know, in brief, until next time we meet. And I'll be having interviews with people, not necessarily on this subject, but health in general. So I just want you to make sure that you are taking care of your temple. And before I tune out or this broadcast is over, I just want to admonish you to use your mind. And according to Billy Graham, this is a scripture that says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all your soul and with all your mind," Mark 12:30. Christ touches every area of our lives. He touches our minds, and we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. God invites people to use their minds. "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord," Isaiah 1:18. We are told in Scripture not to be like the horse or mule, which have no understanding, Psalm 32:9. Christ declared that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. We are told to fear God, to love Christ, and to hate sin. Fear, love, and hate are emotions. Dr. Leslie Weatherhead, preaching at the City Temple in London, said, "What is wrong with emotion? Christianity is falling in love with Christ. Has anyone ever fallen in love without emotion?" God bless you. I'm tuning out. Coach Jesse with Pure and Holy Living. And stay well, be safe, and remember, take care of your temple. Bye-bye.